Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
First down and interception. Picked off by Nigel Bradham. Inside the 10 and wrestled out of bounds inside the 2 by the center, Cody Whitehair. On first and goal, Lynch to Trey Burton. Flag down. He's in the end zone with a touchdown if it stands.
Well, we're here, 720 WGN, Hampton OB with Kaz, presented by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears lose to the Eagles, 29-14, and it really wasn't even that close, let's be honest.
They slapped around.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and the bad part about it was, and we talked about this in the postgame after week one, we talked about it in the pregame today, we don't have any answers. You know, this serial franchise abuser, John Fox, I'm done. Folks, I'm just telling you, this is beyond unacceptable. And you know, we're going to cut this thing up and dice it, but let me just say this. At some point, you have to realize that when you are facing a team like the Eagles, and they've got a couple of good players. Nobody knew who the receivers were coming in here. Okay, they got Darren Sproles in the backfield. He's older than Kaz is. And all I know is we got this super rookie, and what do? We basically allow him to show off to the nation, and we look like punching bags and blocking dummies and fools by the end of the game. You know, we're turning the ball over. And just and having, you know, when Jay Cutler goes out and Brian Hoyer comes in, this is, I mean, it's enough to make everybody in Illinois kick a hole in their TVs. I mean, what can you say? And again, the serial franchise abuser, John Fox, has no answers.
Well, I'm here. I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again, which I cannot believe. That I am, because I thought in the offseason, the free agency stuff they got on defense, and bringing in Massey from the Cardinals at right tackle, moving Kyle Long back to right guard. But what I couldn't believe was they trade Slauson. They got rid of him. They let him go. Our starting left guard, and he'd be your starting center on either center or guard on any team in the National Football League. We let him go. And that's about as far as I'm going to go with that.
Well, it's Ryan Pace, general manager, basically just opted just to let him walk.
Danny,
didn't want him.
After the first game, the loss last week, we basically lost to another rookie quarterback, okay? What you do, you come back and you make your changes, offensively and defensively. Correct your mistakes, okay? Jay Cutler got pummeled the last half of the first game. They were all over him. And we did not counter. They countered at halftime. We could not counter offensively. Now, during this past week, you correct those mistakes. And what happened is they come out and you see Jay Cutler again. Their defense came after him with 3 down linemen, 4 down linemen, whenever they blitzed. And Cutler couldn't move. He couldn't get rid of the ball. They got sacked time after time. Again, did you see a plan to get him out? Did you see a sprint out? Did you see the pocket moving to the strong or to the weak side? Did you see a bootleg?
Yes, I saw it from the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles did it all through the second and third quarter, getting Wentz out on the corner and throwing to a drag back across.
Look at the quarterbacks in this league, folks. Look at them. Rodgers. All the quarterbacks, they bootleg, they slide, they do everything. They mix up the offense. 2 games in a row, we don't learn from our mistakes the first game. Now we have a rookie coming in, our home opener, at home on Monday night television, and they come in and slap us around. And how dare that happen? How dare Fox let that happen? That's a disgrace what went on there tonight.
John Fox is 1-8 at home as the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Is that good?
Glenn, 1-8.
Let me ask
this
you
man is 1-8.
There's plain and simple things that you do. this game is all about adjustments. Would you agree?
Yes.
It's about
we
once
don't
you go
adjust.
Through training camp, you're set, you're ready to go. We weren't. And then when you get in the game after game, it's all about adjustments, correcting mistakes. That's what it's about, folks. There's nothing else that counts. Those two things. And look what happened from the first game to this game. We looked terrible there today. Outside of Freeman and Trevathan playing football, our two inside linebackers, I don't know of who did what.
Well, Willie Young played his best game in a while.
Yeah, Danny.
But nobody else. Nobody else.
We tried to stretch the field one time today. We didn't do it one time last week. This is a passing league. Why? The rules tell you so. We went down deep one time. Cutler pressured. We'd never change. We never moved the pocket. We never did anything.
But
quite frankly, Dan, I don't know what the hell we're trying to do.
Well, here's the problem, Ed. It's real simple. You've got a quarterback coach that
Good.
You
Somebody
moved to
tell me.
Offensive coordinator who clearly has no business with the title offensive coordinator. And that's on John Sexy Fox's fault. That's his fault, clearly. Ryan Pace, year number two. I want to give you a chance here, young kid. But guess what? Your number one from Georgia that shouldn't have been a number one can't even sniff a quarterback. He's tripping and falling half of the time he's out there. Kevin White can't line up on one side of the field and actually run a route because he only ran it on one side of the field his whole career. It's a joke.
Well,
plain and simple. And you know when it really got bad? When the Philadelphia Eagles go for it on 4th and 3 on our goal line because, quite frankly, they didn't care.
They thought the
Bears
that's,
were so pathetic,
that's right.
They said, we'll just go for it. They don't get it on the first try, but, you know, we line up in the neutral zone. Our number one, our genius, he lines up in the neutral zone. They get a redo, and they punch it in
on
a tricky little cool play. Hey, innovation, a little fake fly sweep pitch to the tailback and let him sweep untouched to the end zone. Not our guys.
Yeah. To our listeners out there, I never, and I don't think Dan, Glenn, and Mark, none of us ever thought this was going to happen. Not even close.
3-1-2-9-8.
A rookie quarterback coming in here from Philadelphia, which is not a very good football team. And my Lord, look what they did to us in 60 minutes of football. I don't know of a better word or another word to put it. It's a disgrace to the coaches and to the players to let that team come in here and undress us. That's a joke.
312-981-7200. We will take your phone calls. Hamp and OB, start of the show, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group, also sponsored by Martin Nissan. Hamp, you came in here tonight. You were optimistic. You were hopeful.
This can't happen. It won't happen. How much do I know?
We all were.
I mean, at some point, again, this is the second year of John Fox. He's got an established $20 million quarterback. He and Ryan Pace made adjustments in the offseason to the roster. They clean house. They've got better players, younger players. We went from the 30th oldest team in football to the 7th oldest team in football. We supposedly had all the answers except one thing. John Fox, in a very foolish, hubris way, never contemplated getting ready in training camp, in preseason, and making adjustments. Like OB says, this game is about making adjustments and correcting mistakes. And I've seen the same thing from this football team for the last year and two games. And you cannot expect to keep doing the same thing and win football games. We are now 1-8 with John Fox at Soldier Field. Cause the one win was against who? It was against a Raider team that still had no business being on the field
with
right.
us.
And we
You're
beat
right.
a crummy Raider team that was in disarray.
And a close – it wasn't like we blew them out either.
Two-point game. It was a two-point win. And all I can tell you is, even some of the better – Cal Long has been getting bitch-slapped all over up and down the line of scrimmage. Bobby Massey, the guy that we signed to play right tackle, cannot block. Charles Leno, everybody said he was going to get better and develop. He's regressed. He is playing worse than he did at right tackle 2 years ago. All I can tell you is you look for someone like Alshon. Alshon didn't even want to get on the field. He had to come running in and put his helmet on.
Late in the game, when Hoyer was in.
And maybe he knew something. Maybe he didn't want to play with Hoyer. You ever think about that? But all I can tell you is he picked up where he dropped off. And that's the way you can put this whole team. They have no guts. They have no integrity. They have nothing they can hang their hat on. And I got to tell you, I had high hopes for Vic Fangio in that front seven. Man, I think they're three clicks worse than anybody even imagined.
Boy, I tell you what, Dan, could you imagine if they didn't have Trevathan and Freeman, the two inside linebackers?
It would have been 50-7. It would have been 60-7.
Well,
and the Bears got every – I mean, they got a lot of calls tonight, Ed, where
– Early in the game.
Really, the Eagles, we never stopped them.
Got all the calls.
Every
all
break.
All the calls.
The interference call on Jacoby Glenn, that's an embarrassment to the officiating.
Oh, it's terrible.
That they didn't call it. But, hey, that's great for us. But we cannot capitalize on it. It was just another play, and boom, they got another first down.
Yeah, but guys, it's early in the regime, right, for Ryan Pace. But you look at the two number one picks, and I know it's early for Leonard Floyd, and I know that Kevin White didn't play last year, but it would be a huge leap of faith at this point to think either of them are going to be primetime players. Is that not fair?
I would agree. Right now, they show nothing that says they're going to be special.
You know what? Is that or could it just be
poor
that
coaching?
We don't have the poor coaching. No. We just don't have the coaches, the position coaches, to get it out of them. And again, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. We can paint it 27 different ways. I don't care how, where, when, or what. You go from week to week, and you correct your mistakes, okay? And we have not done that. And I tell you what, that game tonight, listen, tomorrow morning on the radio and on TV, you're going to hear the fans. You're going to hear
the fans. Well, we'll hear them tonight. We got full phone lines.
We invite you to call. That was absolutely unbelievable. I'd have lost the house, the farm. I lost everything. I never would have believed that a rookie quarterback could come in here and just take us apart.
312-981-7200. We will get to your calls right after a quick timeout. Trust is everything. It's golden. For your insurance needs, it's nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich, jeffvuk.com, serving our area for over 38 years. Nationwide is on your side, jeffvuk.com.
We should get the Vuk in here.
Get the Vuk in.
And we should get Joe Coletta in here, too.
Vuk,
we'll have those two
I want to file charges against Fox.
Let's do it. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
They're 0-2. Philadelphia comes in on a Monday night behind Carson Wentz and beats the Bears 29-14. The Bears had a ton of injuries tonight. We'll get to that in a moment, including Jay Cutler, which, whether you're a Cutler fan or not a Cutler fan, the Bears cannot afford to lose their quarterback. And the Mueller game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurney, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville. That might have been the game-changing moment, Hamp.
It had to be. And by the way, you know, when there's a bus wreck, everybody goes to the hospital now, right? Well, the same thing when you get in a game like this. Oh, everybody's got something. Let me just say this. The game-changing moment had to be Jay Cutler and his fumble. Trying to get nifty, trying to get out of the pocket. He did not secure the ball and had it stripped. And, consequently, somehow hurt his right throwing hand. Now, from that point on, it was 9-7, 10:56 left in the third quarter. We're in this game. And by his careless, you know, activity of trying to get away and thinking he could just, you know, get away from the rush, he had the ball stripped, they got it, and then, boom, they score. But the bottom line is, Jay has to be ashamed. He needs to be ashamed about this. I'm the biggest Jay Cutler fan in Chicago. But I got to tell you, I'm ashamed that his lack of preparation has led us to this point. And it's about Kevin White, Zach Miller, all these guys that missed time. He's got to be the leader, and he's got to work extra in practice. He's got to get these guys. Even if the coach doesn't think it's necessary, he needs to know. He's been around a long time. And if you're going to win, you got to pay a price. And I got to tell you, at some point, it all comes back to the quarterback being the leader. You look at Green Bay, and you look at New England. Those quarterbacks, they make sure it's right before they get to game time.
And even if you're a huge Jay Cutler fan, at some point you were going to replace him. You had three fourth-round picks. Dak Prescott was sitting right there for you. He is lighting it up for the Cowboys. How you wouldn't draft a quarterback at some point and identify somebody who's going to eventually step in there, that needs to be called out.
It does. And guess what? It's no time to go wobbly because we got to go see this guy a week from last night. Sunday night, we got to go and play him in Dallas. And you don't think those guys are watching this tape, licking their chops, Kaz? Hey, they're probably going to stay drunk all week saying, oh, look at that. I'm just telling you, this was beyond
Party.
An embarrassment. There's a. I'm glad we got an east wind and it blew the smell out over Stickney and not up here into Midtown.
Let's get a couple calls in here. Mike from Dubuque called in pregame, and now he's calling in the postgame. He says 0-16 on the screen, Mike. Is that what you're rooting for? You want a complete debacle?
Guys, let me just first off state that it's an honor to speak to the three of you. I've been a lifelong Bear fan. I'm originally from the Chicago suburbs. My parents are from Chicago. And I got to tell you guys, and the 85 Bears, I hate to bring that up, guys, but I, you know, because you guys were part of that team. OB, you were part of the championship, I believe, in 63. But I got to tell you, hats off to you guys. And if it wasn't for you being around, who could we talk to? But here's the bottom line. Ever since Virginia McCaskey inherited her father's club and handed it over to her, you know, family there, guys, I hate to say this, it's been downhill. Now, you had George Halas who started the league. If it wasn't for George Halas, I don't think NFL football will exist, and neither would that team up north in Green Bay. The bottom line is, Dan, you were part of that team that Finks and all them put together in Venisi. And, you know, you were part of a historic franchise. And this is just a debacle. This is a disgrace. I look at this team, and we're going to be the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Mike, we got you, Mike. There's a million calls we got. I want to get you. But
thanks for calling.
It hasn't been downhill. It's been a cliff. And they haven't gotten up. Let's be honest.
Here's
right?
the problem.
That was a good call, Mike.
It was a very good call.
Here's the problem. Look. General managers, they have been disastrous in picking general managers, and that has been the problem.
You're not talking about Phil Emery, are you?
I'm talking from 90, 91 on. It's been horrific. It's been terrible.
And that's how I look at it. You were at the top. And you went to the bottom, and they really have never gotten up.
OB made a great point. He said from the point when the final whistle or the final gun was sounded after that Super Bowl, look what New England has accomplished and what we've accomplished.
That was the two roads.
Yep.
They won 85. They were the darling of the National Football League, arguably the best team never played, still to this day. And from there, look at what New England did. Look at the road they took. Look at the road the Bears took. It's a disgrace.
This will be a tough one for you guys, but somebody's got to take it. Who lit it up? Sponsored by Nika IBEW.
I would say Freeman.
Hang on. Local
yep.
one.
Freeman,
yeah, that's
without a doubt.
Well, okay. Jarrell Freeman, he was all over the field.
And he never quit. And this is something, you know, look, you hate watching a disaster like that. It made me sick, Dan, when I'm watching no-show Jeffries running out, barely getting out and lining up, doesn't have his gloves on, didn't have his chin strap, you know, put on late in the game. Freeman never stopped. He played hard. He went hard. He didn't act like an idiot, didn't punch guys after plays. He played the game the way you're supposed to.
But just hold on 1 second, Mark. Let me tell you something. Well, all the stuff that we're talking about, and then you let all the stuff fall by the sideways, okay, by the side. Let me tell you something. You got the players. You drafted them. You have a head coach. You got offensive, defensive coordinator. You got position coaches. You guys think you know what you're doing. I'm going to tell you something. After two games, this coaching staff doesn't know their backside from their front side. And anybody wants to argue with me about it, bring it on.
A great coach can accentuate the positives, your strengths, and camouflage your weaknesses. We don't camouflage anything. They just take us apart like we're a chicken
then
dinner.
We don't make adjustments.
We don't do anything. And hey, we have yet. We played two games in the NFL season, and we have scored 0 points in the second half. count them, zero, and a grand total of seven in the first half this game.
The coaches have to take the responsibility. After these two games, they have to take the responsibility.
They do. It's all on
training
John Fox.
They didn't do anything. Exhibition season, they didn't do anything. We're dead in the water after two league games.
Is it
and
time
why?
To fire
because
somebody?
The coaches didn't
Honestly.
Do a damn thing. They didn't hold anybody accountable up until now. Who the hell knows what's going to happen down in Dallas next week? That just happens to be what it is.
Let's talk about firing and who is the worst Bear so far two games in coming back here. And reminding you, Who Lit It Up was sponsored by Nika IBW. Local 134 Chicago, your complete energy solutions provider, Jarrell Freeman. You'll always remember game two of your Bears career. You were the winner of the award.
Hey, he plays hard. He plays the way you're supposed to play the game.
He had more passion in his body than the rest of the team combined, I would say.
And you guess what? Danny Trevathan had to take a couple of plays off because he was gassed, and they went right down the middle of the field.
Coming right back with the 11 o'clock hour, one more hour to go. Bears lose to the Eagles 29-14. Yes, OB.
Yeah, to the callers out there, you folks, come on, hang in there with us. We're going to get you. I promise you that.
Anthony, Alex, Fred, those on hold, we will get to you. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN.
Well, it's coming. Rod Forrest.
Hampton. Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Goss.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bear.
Hampton OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
One more hour to go. Hampton OB with Kaz. As we take you up till midnight, Bears lose to the Eagles 29-14. I'm Mark Carman. Let's run down quickly the injury list tonight. It is lengthy. Jay Cutler left the game with a hand injury, did not come back, left in the third quarter. Eddie Goldman went out with an ankle injury. Adrian Amos, a concussion. Bryce Callahan, a concussion. And Lamar Houston with a knee. Hot button topic tonight, guys, is Jay Cutler. And Cuddy, let's be honest, had a great season last year. And Hamp, you've been a longtime backer. OB, you came around the last year, so did you, Kaz, and so did I, for that matter.
I didn't come. Well, yeah,
You did. It's okay. It's okay. But right now, there's pictures all over the internet of Pernell McPhee, who's been out with a knee injury, lighting up Cutler on the sideline. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff around him. But as far as getting better, that hasn't happened, Hamp. And the leadership from Cuddy right now, pretty lame, pretty weak.
Well, and it's not so much in the actual game time sequences. It's the preparation. You know, I've talked to people that go and watch Tom Brady. In Saturday practices, he and Gronkowski will run a goal line isolation play for him 15, 20, 25 times after practice. Everybody else go. They get it right. They're prepared. We are undisciplined, timid, and unwilling to commit to do what we have to do to get better. We got to get to the phones. We got a lot of good folks.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's get to Anthony in his car. Anthony, welcome to 720 WGN. Thanks, Anthony. Go ahead.
All right, thank you guys for taking my call. And really the reality of it is that, you know, there was two quarterbacks on the field that I saw today. And one possibly could win a Super Bowl, and we're never going to win with Jay Cutler. I know there's a lot of problems on the team, but you alluded to the lack of leadership with Jay Cutler. And, I mean, how many more games do we need to see to where, you know, I don't know what his contract looks like, but it's not going to work here. And I think it's time that we do what we have to do. I would compare it, in some ways, to Derrick Rose with the Bulls. I don't know if Jay Cutler is ever going to work out anywhere else, but it's just not going to happen here. He had a good year last year. He's not going to get any better. And this coaching staff, John Fox isn't the guy that's going to lead this team. I'm saying Super Bowl. Today's NFL, you know, teams, we're not that far away.
Right. We got you, Anthony.
All right. Yeah, Philly. Look at Philly. They're 2-0 right now.
They're 2-0. One of three teams.
Yeah.
They're one of three teams that is 2-0 in the NFC, and you're exactly right. And John Fox, you want to hear the laugh track moment of the night when he gathers everybody on the sidelines right there about the start of the fourth quarter. Like, ooh, we're all going to get together. Ooh, we're all going to get, you know, let's get pumped up. And they go out and give up a touchdown.
Injury report, by the way, is brought to you by Rogers Auto Group in the new South Loop.
Yes, Anthony's question. Yeah, I've seen enough of Jay Cutler. It's time.
It is, and it's unfortunate. You look at what's going on. Jared Goff, number one overall pick, bust right now. Can't get on the field. Doesn't know which side. Can't. He doesn't know where the sun rises.
I'm not worried about Jared Goff. And you know, the Cutler experiment, we've been up and down with it for 8 years. We've got a coaching staff that looks ill-equipped to be able to make sense out of this. We're married to Jay for this year. We could let him go after this year. But right now, he's hurt, but he's the best option we have.
312-981-7200. I'm just thinking they've been living in fear of trying to replace the guy forever. Like, who are we going to get? We can't get anybody better, so we just can work.
But I don't think that's it. You know what? You're probably right. That's at least how they looked at it, but it's not. You know, I mean, there's plenty of guys out there. Next year, there's 6-7 quarterbacks that I'm excited about.
You know, let me tell you something, and I agree some with what you gentlemen have said, but I'm going to tell you what. If you think it's Jay Cutler, guys, it's all on him. No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
That's fair. We're not saying that. No.
And again, I'm going to say it for the third or fourth time. Look at this coaching staff, folks. You correct your mistakes. You make your adjustments. That's what this game is about. This was mirrored last week's loss. Same damn thing. Offensively, boy, I'm going to tell you something. If Cutler doesn't drop back and we hit receivers, it's all over with. Okay? It's all over with. I don't understand. And again, it starts from the beginning, the first day of training camp. Folks, when I tell you again, they did nothing in training camp. They go into the exhibition season. We have rookies on the line that are not playing. We have Whitehair, the fourth exhibition game. He never stepped on a field. And he played tackle at college, guard with the Bears, and they start him at center. Has somebody lost their mind up there?
Good point.
Evidently.
You're right, Ed. You're right.
It starts there. The problem, I'm telling you, if you want to put some of it on Cutler, put it on him. But I'm going to tell you where the peg really goes right at them, and that's the coaching. They've done a pathetic job of coaching this year. After two games, they stink.
If you were running the team, are you firing John Fox?
I wouldn't fire him. I'd get him in the locker room. I'd slap him around pretty damn good.
Yeah, fair enough.
And John Elway had to do it twice up in Denver, and then after getting blown up in the Super Bowl, he said, I've seen enough. Get out.
How the hell do you not make adjustments in this league? This is all about adjustments. They sit Cutler, stand back there, drop back. For two games in a row, when he's getting killed, we have no imagination in our passing game, and the rules give you – it is a passing league. The rules tell you so. We can't even do that. We passed for, what, 180 yards tonight against that team?
Most of that is garbage. Yeah, it was garbage. After Cutler was out of the game. And one bomb to Alshon.
You go back to week one, too. Looked great early. Adjustments were made, and then went the other way.
The real coaches in the National Football League, the professional coaches, make adjustments and beat the snot out of our coaches.
Hey, that Peterson impressed the hell out of me tonight.
He really did.
Yeah.
Philly's doing good work all over the place.
Some of the plays he called in the red zone, the quick screen, the fake fly sweep pitch, these are innovative plays.
Let's get Alex in Downers Grove on real quick here, 312-981-7200. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Alex.
Yeah, just wanted to say thanks for giving the fans a voice. Me and my dad were sitting here lamenting this game, but we're talking about leadership. Where is that coming from the coaching staff? Where is that coming from the locker room? I mean, we feel that's probably the most absent thing, both in the management and on the field. We're not seeing any drive from anybody in taking responsibility for the way this team's playing.
Hey, Thank you, Alex.
Funny you make that. You bring that up right about now. We just heard that Kyle Long, he's probably one of my one or two or three favorite Bears. I guess he got so aggravated, he just got dressed up and walked out of the locker room and wouldn't talk to anybody. And I figured if anybody's the leader on that team, I figure he should be. And that's, as a matter of fact, Alex, that was a pretty damn good question.
Yep. Yeah, there is no leadership. And the other problem is you're not having accountability from the coaches to the players. That's why a no-show Jeffrey runs out late in the game, putting his stuff on. And this was right after a kick.
That was a good one.
That's embarrassing.
And a timeout.
During a timeout. I mean, that kid, you should have pulled him off and said, sit right here and you go do whatever you're goofing around doing before.
That truly, Hamp, you're coaching the team, right? You send him in. He's lining up and he's putting on his gloves, not ready to catch the football. Are you kidding me?
Okay, and what's the downside? Okay. What happened? He's a franchise player. You know, you think anybody's going to mention it? Nobody will.
Speaking of leadership, that
we will.
I'm just saying, Fox ain't going to say nothing.
Hampton will be with Cos, sponsored by Parent Petroleum. Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini at 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11. That is some embarrassing stuff right there. It just is.
And you need players that say this to themselves when the other team scores and now we're down. If not me, who? If not now, when? That is what you have. That's the mindset. I've got to take control. And everybody's standing around, and next thing you know, they're going down the field on us.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Being a leader is holding yourself to the highest that you can be and also holding everyone around you to do the same.
Accountability. And right. If you don't have accountability from your coaches, then your players aren't going to hold each other accountable.
You
right?
know what? You know what? All those people that are driving home and the people that are watching on television or at home, everything they said negative about the Bears, they're all correct.
Right.
It's a home run. You're bingo. You're right on.
We'll take more of your calls, give you a voice coming up next, 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Bears lose to the Eagles 29-14. Let's do the quarterback comparison. It's sponsored by Westfield Ford. Westfield Ford, we're straightforward people, and straightforward prices are just a whistle away. Carson Wentz, second game of his NFL career, incredibly impressive. The numbers don't really show how impressive he was. He was 21 of 34, 190 yards, a touchdown, was not intercepted, quarterback rating of 86.6. Jay Cutler, 12 of 17 for 157, did not throw a touchdown pass, was intercepted, was sacked three times, a 74.9 the quarterback rating, and then Brian Hoyer came on 9 for 12 for 78 yards. Text coming in here, 312-981-7200, and I know we're talking a lot about the quarterback, and I know that it's not all his fault, but here, this is the comment. My biggest concern was that Adam Gase, who's now the head coach of the Dolphins, was really elite and saved Cutler from himself, and this and Dowell Loggins is in over his head. The offense worked last year and does not look the same. So you think that's fair, Kaz?
It's 100% accurate.
Looks like it after two games, doesn't it?
I mean, right?
Okay. And he looks pretty good down in Miami. Yeah, they're 0-2, but they're slugging it out with two of the best teams
they came back
in the NFL.
Yeah, they came back against New England. They
should have beat Seattle Seattle.
Right.
Right. Went on the road and should have won.
Defensive star of the game is brought to you by your local Chevy dealer at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Somebody other than Jarrell Freeman that comes to mind, Ham?
Either one.
No.
Well, guys, I'm telling you, I watch Willie Young a lot. Willie Young made some plays, and
and he hustled too down the field.
He was
too.
All over the field. He was gutting it.
All right, let's get Furman here on the north side. He's been waiting patiently. 720 WGN. Go ahead, Furman.
How you guys? How you guys doing?
Good, Furman. Good.
Here's the thing. This is how I look at it. After 8 years, two GMs. He's on his third GM. Two head coaches, I believe, and countless offensive coordinators. I can't even keep count. The Cutler's got to end. It's just not working with Cutler. I understand there's other problems on the team, and I understand that Fox and Pace are responsible, but at least give Fox and Pace to bring a quarterback that they can bring in, not inherit this guy. Cutler's got to go. End of story. I understand they put a lot of money in the guy, but the investment is a failure. He's got it. to go.
Thank you,
Furman. I'm with you.
I mean, the momentum is getting
strong. And his thumb's injured. I mean, look, it's, you know.
I don't know who's calling the plays. I'm assuming it's Dowell Loggins, Ham.
It's Dowell Loggins. Let me just say this. Yeah. Hey, it's obvious to me. Remember when Fox got here? There was about a month where were they going to try to get somebody else or get rid of Cutler, and then all of a sudden everybody was all peaches and cream and, oh, yeah, Cutler's, everything's great. Well, if they had to be sold on him, they sure as hell haven't tried to find a plan B, have they?
Nope.
No. David Fells ain't the answer, and, you know, Brian Hoyer's not the answer.
Yeah, that's just a
Connor Shaw was that, looking right. Okay in the preseason. But the point is, you know, if you're not sold on this quarterback when you take over a franchise, why aren't you aggressively trying to find somebody in the second, third, fourth round? It's been two drafts. Nothing's happened.
And quarterbacks continue to pop up deeper in the draft. And Dak Prescott, fourth round
perfect
pick
example
of the
and
Cowboys.
Starting and playing well.
And playing extremely well. The thing I was going to say about Dowell Loggins, listen, they finally started running the ball in the second half, and they were running it. They had second and one, throw it. Third and one, throw it. Fourth and one, run a ridiculous bootleg and it's like you're out thinking yourself, sir. Just run the football.
There's the Cutler people. They don't like him no matter what. Some take him or leave him. Some like him. Blah blah blah. Listen. What I'm telling you is, and I could be wrong. You've got to have coaching at every level in football. You see the good teams, you see the good coaches, you see the good general manager, you see the good owners. Okay, just take a look at New England and just go on from there. Take a look at Colorado. What I believe is, and there's not a lot of good quarterbacks around this league of 32, okay? What I think, if you put in a game plan that's common sense, Jay Cutler, he can run. And also, he can throw the ball on the run. He's proven he can do that. There's a lot of things that they can do with him with this offense that the rules give you, and we don't.
We play like dumbasses. We don't
That's
accentuate
exactly correct.
We
do.
His strengths.
Exactly
right.
Correct.
We do not like accentuate his strengths.
I'd like to have an offensive coordinator
That's,
in here,
and I quote,
that knows what the hell he's doing, and take the strengths of Jay Cutler and put it to use for four quarters.
There you go.
Instead of playing dumb football.
Get that, Duff. Well, I look forward to hearing it on the promo this week. Hey, placing a loved one in a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved ones in return. Sadly, nursing home negligence is real, and it's a serious problem. Neglect and abuse of the elderly happens every day. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon wants you to know that that nursing home negligence can cause serious life-threatening medical conditions. People are saying in my ear, don't be a dumbass, as I'm reading the Conasec and Dillon read.
Let's get these guys. Forget about that. Have them go after the Bears.
Don't be a dumbass. Negligence could cause. Send John Fox because serious life-threatening medical conditions like dehydration. Fox needs some water. Malnutrition, fractures, infections, pressure sores, and even death. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse at a nursing home, call Conasec and Dillon. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. OB, you're the best. Conasec and Dillon understands that entrusting a loved one to a nursing home is one of the life's most difficult decisions. Protect your loved ones. Like John Fox, call Conasec and Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec and Dillon, 630.
Hey, make him sweep the floors.
632.
Conasec and Dillon. When you wake up in the morning, your first phone call, call a Bear.
630-262-9655. Bear down. 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Bears are 0-2. They lose to the Eagles at Soldier Field, the home opener, 29-14. Jay Cutler injured. He injured the same thumb that he broke in 2011. It's on his throwing hand. Apparently aggravated it early in the game. and then he has some sort of cast on that coming out of there. For more on that, let's go to our guy Adam Hogue, who is at Soldier Field. The Locker Room Report, sponsored by CJ Wilson Mazda, online at ZoomNation.com. Hoagie, what do you got on Jay Cutler?
Well, I was in the room, guys, and he did have, you know, some sort of temporary cast on there. Said they'll be doing more tests tomorrow, but he admitted he's concerned, and that is concerning in regards to the Bears' entire season at this point.
Well, I think, Adam, when they did the coin toss tonight, the season was in jeopardy. So, really, you're right, though. So everybody that says get rid of Cutler, we've seen enough. Well, you're going to get to see what it looks like with Hoyer now under center, it looks like. So,
yeah, and that's not a good thing, guys.
How many other guys are nicked up?
Well, we got a long list of guys. Adrian Amos came out with a concussion. Bryce Callahan came out with a concussion. Those were confirmed concussions, so they'll have to go through the protocol this week. Lamar Houston's knee injury is, quote, substantial, according to John Fox. That usually means season ending when especially John Fox comes out and says that right away. If there's any good news, Eddie Goldman's ankle, the first idea we're getting on that is that it might just be a sprain, because that looked really bad when he got carted off, and he's as important to the defense as Jay Cutler is to the offense.
What happened with Kyle Long? You didn't speak to reporters?
Yeah, I was in the press conference room when that happened, but yeah, the word on him was when reporters went up to talk to him, he refused today, which usually isn't a good idea, but
hey,
and
look,
it's rare for Kyle too.
When you know, unfortunately, Adam, he didn't have a good game. So yeah. You know, I get it, I suppose. But you know, in the worst moments are when you have to show leadership, and that mm-hmm. is lacking on this team.
Adam, does John Fox have this team?
I think it's a little early to doubt that. I don't think he's done a good job these first 2 weeks preparing his team. But if you're trying to talk about a lost locker room or things like that, I don't think we're at that point yet. It's still week two, but I certainly think his coaching staff can do better than they've done in the first 2 weeks.
Hey, Adam, I got to ask you, because late in the game, Alshon Jeffrey came running out late and was trying to get his gloves on and his helmet on as they were snapping the ball. What did anybody bring that up, or what happened with that?
You know, Kaz, I'm sorry I missed that. I didn't notice that when it happened in the game. Sometimes we don't see the same
right.
things that they show on TV up close.
Yeah, it just was. It seemed odd. It was late in the game, and I get, you know. But, again, isn't that part of what's missing here? Don't you, if you're supposed to be the franchise guy, don't you want to run out there and score a touchdown to at least make it more presentable?
Well, selfishly, I'm happy he didn't, because I was like 5 points in my fantasy game tonight. If Jeffrey got the touchdown, I would have lost.
Oh, brother. So, hey, let me ask you this.
Good to know, Adam.
Hey, all offseason, all preseason, all pregame, the first 2 weeks of the season, we hear about, oh, we're going to run it, we're going to run it. Saying you're running it and not actually accomplishing running the ball, it's like saying you're reading and reading a comic book.
Yeah.
Why can't they understand we'd run it on first down and we'd be in second and one or second and two and then throw it, second and third and one or two and throw it, and then have to punt?
Yeah, you know, and you know what, guys? Last week I thought, you know, I could really pin this on the offensive line, maybe not all of it, but tonight I thought there were holes. And I think you saw that when Jordan Howard came into the game, he was able to find some of those holes.
He was more
right?
effective.
Yeah, he was, and he only comes out of this game with 3 carries. So
for 22 yards, 7 yards a carry. That's not bad.
Don't play him. Don't run him.
Yeah, I know they pulled him out of the game. It was weird. And then I don't think it was Jeremy Langford's fault on the play he came in on. But Bobby Massey got blown up. But anyway, Langford comes in. It's a loss of 4 right away. They lose momentum. And then I think that was where Jay threw that 50-pound weight into the ground. And then that was when you could tell he was hurt. And, of course, he comes out and throws the interception on his next throw.
Hey, Adam, last one before you go. Pernell McPhee, there's video. There's pictures of him lighting up Cutler on the sidelines. Anything on that?
Well, Jay Cutler did address it. I asked Jay about that. I mean, I hadn't seen the video at that point, but Cutler admitted right away that it happened. And he said he didn't really have a problem with it. You know, he kind of took the high road there, saying, hey, you know, we're family. These guys are upset. I understand it. And, you know, he also owned the fact that he was kind of hurting his team at that point with him still being in the game. So I think all of that kind of played into why he ended up leaving the game at that point.
All right. Adam, great work. We'll read you at WGNRadio.com.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's Adam Hogout at Soldier Field. I mean, Hampo, I mean, I'm sure you had a problem with a Bears quarterback every now and then. You lighting him up on the sideline mid-game?
Well, and it was obvious that he was almost detrimental to us in the second half. He was throwing the ball poorly. And, okay, well, maybe he's got an injury in his thumb. You can't hold the ball. You can't throw it. But ultimately, like I said, what led to the injury apparently was just being a little bit too cavalier, trying to get out of the pocket and not protecting the football and ultimately turning it over.
But if let's play along with this whole idea that he hurt his thumb early in the game. Who's not monitoring that, and what coach isn't paying attention to the fact that your quarterback's not throwing the ball well?
Right. Ted Larson must be in charge of checking Cutler's availability.
But you get what I'm saying, right? What the hell are you doing letting this guy throw these ducks out there and not say, get out, we're still in the game 9-7. Get out.
Right.
Let's get somebody else in.
Guys are going to try to grind through. You got to protect the player for himself,
but
right?
That's where a coach coaches and says, no, you can't go. You're hurt. Sit down.
Right.
Other guy up.
Right. Protect the player from himself and do what's best for the team. Hey, Steve in Florida, you're on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. What a frustrating game tonight. And, you know, look, Cutler is just one symptom of this problem that the Bears have. The problem is the head of football operations. I mean, they hire inexperienced GMs. The last two coaches just really had no business, you know, being on the sidelines. We went from a old and slow team to a young and dumb team. You got your first round draft pick that can't line up onsides on a fourth down.
That was impressive.
Yeah. And you know, and the worst part is, guys, is in this city, Chicago, we got the roadmap. I mean, when you look at the Blackhawks, they hired Scotty Bowman, who's an expert in his field. The Cubs hired Theo Epstein. We are a football town, gentlemen. When are the Bears going to hire somebody that at the top knows football so we don't go through inexperienced GMs, head coaches that really we don't need to be intercepting them on the way to retirement? Fox should be retired right about now.
Good point, Steve. We're up
yeah,
against the break.
Steve, everything you said, and I've been saying that. The Bears' problem has been poor GMs. You know, say what you want, but you could pin it there over the last 20 years.
This just started all the way at the top. If you don't have it at the top going on, it's not going to fall. It's not going to miraculously come together below. I mean, it just doesn't.
Yeah,
just,
but your
just
GM. Doesn't.
Last GM this team has ever had is Jerry Vannesi.
Right.
Period.
That's it.
You're right. Hey, Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room is celebrating 40 years of being the craft beer authority. Over 90 craft beers, a menu featuring handcraft pizza, delicious tap room fare. There's something to satisfy everyone. Stop in now through October the 2nd to participate in the Gridiron Mini Tour. You can enjoy 10 craft beers of your choice and earn an exclusive Old Chicago hoodie. Your spot for serious craft brews, seriously good food, Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, next to the Star Plaza in Merrillville, Indiana, and the Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Hamp and OB with Kaz taking up till midnight. Patty Vasquez coming up pretty late. We'll be here midnight and beyond. Drive of the Game, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Click patrickcars.com. The Bears had one touchdown tonight, guys. It came at the start of the second quarter. Six play, 65-yard drive.
That's a drive. That's it.
Right? Jeremy Langford punching it in. They actually looked like a football team.
What about Eddie Royal's return? Was that a drive? Not really, but
it was spectacular.
If we're looking for positives, Eddie Rumor has been halfway.
Oh, he's solid. He's been great.
Yep. And made some moves tonight. Hey, 312-981-7200. Time for a couple more calls here. Dave on the Mag Mile joining us on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, David Spade here. I just want to say that
It's bad when the broadcasters, one of the first things in the games, talk about how a spaceship looks like landed in your stadium. They're making fun of the stadium. This organization has been a disaster for 60 years. The only two championships they won were not because of the head coaches. It's because of the defensive coordinators. Who were they? George Allen at 63. And what does Halas do? Let him go. The other reason, 85, Buddy Ryan. The only reason he was there is because Hampton and the rest of the defense told Ditka in management, you better keep him. Again, we haven't had a GM since Jim Finks. And, again, we let him go. This is a complete disaster. Like you guys said before, the Hawks were successful now in the Cubs because of management. We've got to bring a guy in like a Bill Polian who turned around two franchises. He took over Indianapolis, which was run by the Ursays, who are complete idiots, and he won a championship there. He took over in Buffalo, which was like the Siberia of the NFL, and went to four Super Bowls there. And how did he do it? He brought in the players and coaches, guys like Marv Levy and Tony Dungy. Again, until we get ownership in here who wants to win, nothing's going to change.
Thank you, David. It's okay.
Really good points.
Let's change the very end. It's not that they don't want to win. They just don't know how to do it.
McCaskies are spending a lot of money. They're doing everything they can. They're beating the bushes. Some of the decisions are not working.
Well, the TMs, their football op guys have... They haven't panned out. And, I have high hopes for Ryan Pace, but, man, has he let me down to date.
Well, he signed Bobby Massey, and Mike Adams should be starting at right tackle because Bobby Massey hadn't blocked anybody.
Right. I agree. That's what I'm getting at, Dan.
But wait a minute. He signed him, so he's got to play him. Leonard Floyd starts right outside linebacker in Houston because he's the number one pick. Well, we move Willie over to the right side where he should have been last week, and he's – five times more effective, but he's trying to get his players on
the field. You're right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I want to get behind the guy, but he's killing me.
Next game preview, which Ryan Pace will be watching, is sponsored by Arlington Heights Ford, number one in what matters most. That would be you, OB.
They got the next game preview for the Bears. Pray. One word, and I'm done. Pray.
Well, it's Sunday night. And you're playing the Dallas Cowboys, and you're going back on the road.
And Dallas just came off of a big win at Washington. And I got to tell you, they're doing a lot of things right with this rookie quarterback. Oh, my gosh, I said it again, another rookie quarterback. Well, apparently, we don't feel like we're competent enough to be able to outsmart rookies anymore. So I guess the next thing we can do is what, OB?
Pray.
But here's reality. Look, the Cowboys are beatable. And if we could actually put a game plan together and get after the young rookie quarterback and on offense be a little more innovative, they could win a game. But,
Glenn,
again, they're not doing it.
Glenn,
that's why we're praying.
If there was a game that was winnable, it was this one tonight.
I get it.
If there was ever a game that was a lock, it was this one tonight. Totally outcoached, totally outplayed. Those are the two things that happened.
Yep.
We were up 7-3. Let me give you the drive chart as a wind-up tonight. The first half, a punt, and then a missed field goal. I know. We haven't talked about that.
Counterpunch.
But the next drive was a six-play, 61-yard drive where Alshon comes up with a big play for a touchdown. Then two more punts. We go in 9-7 down at the half. This is where the clown cars come in at the second half.
Right,
fumble,
always.
Punt. Interception, fumble, and then Hoyer running around like a chicken with his head cut off at the end of the game, mocking everything that stands for Beardham.
And football. Let's throw it all together. All right.
How about the pass he threw out of bounds into the stands?
That's
the fade route that he threw to the stands.
If you missed that play, it was 4th and 1. He did some weird bootleg. It honestly was like I was allowed to play quarterback for a play.
Let me tell you something.
Go out there, run for your life.
Oh, just hold on one second.
He threw it into the stands.
You want to know what he probably wanted to do to get his name out there? What the hell else could happen during this game? They stunk the place up, and he just put the exclamation point on it. Tossing a ball to a fan, doing a good thing for the Bears. God bless him.
He liked the kid, and he said, I'm going to throw a rocket right to you. Catch it, kid.
The only thing Fox adjusted tonight was his head. That's it.
John Fox, when the head hits the pillow tonight, what is that guy thinking?
I'll correct the mistakes.
Yeah.
put it to good use.
No, that and, wow, can't believe they're paying me millions of dollars to do this.
Mark,
and
they're telling you,
Is my check or check going to cash on Wednesday?
Yeah,
right?
Hey, guys, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., we're going over the tape. We're correcting the mistakes we made tonight, okay? That's how winners show how things get done.
Wait a minute. You mean we're not flawless? Are you trying to say we made a mistake? Hey, that's impossible.
A couple.
That's impossible.
Talent is fleeting. Greatness is forever.
Oh, right? Wow. Oh,
amen.
This is big time stuff.
The church
coming
at
out.
Hampton is now closed.
Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Why'd you have to ruin it? We had this perfect moment, and you throw that out.
That was terrific.
Thank you, really. At least Obi's the only guy that occasionally has my back. I say occasionally.
I always have your back, except for last year when I wanted to hang you out the window. That was the only time.
Today was my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday. Hey, wait. As my birthday gift to Chicago, I'm driving Fox to the old folks' home.
Dan Hampton.
Happy birthday, big man.
Dan Hampton's 59 years old today. Look at him. He looks fantastic. No older than 39, Hamp O'Bear.
Oh, thanks.
Mark, great job.
Guys, good to
Ricky,
be with you.
Great job behind the screen.
Hopefully we'll get a W at least one time this year. Maybe.
Hey, look, Dallas is gettable. Now, will they do it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
hey,
they're beatable.
Hey, thanks to the Harding Tavern. They're located at 2732 North Milwaukee Avenue. Harding Tavern, a well-known burger and craft beer destination in Logan Square. Hamp, did you enjoy yourself tonight?
The burger was great. Little Dan had one, too. It couldn't have been better. Thank you so much.
It was a delicious, delicious meal. Chicago Reader named the Harding Tavern Chicago's best burger that no one's talking about. You can visit them online, www.hardingtavern.com. Wrap it up and get you ready for Patty Vasquez pretty late next, 720 WGN.